Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. It's that time of year again, isn't it?
Definitely feels like it.
The scent of pumpkin spice is kind of in the air. Labor Day is firmly in the rearview mirror. And, well, for those of you in retail, that really only means one thing.
The holidays.
Exactly. The high-stakes holiday season is not just approaching, it's practically knocking on the door. You know, with a sack full of expectations, immense pressure, and, let's be honest, incredible opportunity, too.
Absolutely. Everyone's feeling it.
Every executive, every manager, every associate, you're all bracing for what will undoubtedly be, well, a whirlwind of activity, customer demands, and some really fierce competition. The stakes, as we all know, they couldn't be higher for capturing those crucial shopping dollars and, you know, delivering on your brand's promise.
It's make or break time for many.
It really is. So this week, our deep dive addresses a critical lever for success during this exact period, and frankly, well beyond it, too. We're tackling coaching at scale, unlocking consistency and performance in retail.
A really crucial topic.
We've pulled together some incredibly insightful source material, you know, from industry reports to some cutting-edge research. And our mission, as always, is to cut through the noise. Okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
We want to extract the most vital, actionable insights to give you that strategic edge, turning information into knowledge you can actually apply immediately without, you know, the usual overwhelm.
Because clarity is key when things get hectic.
Exactly. When the holiday rush hits, you need clear strategies, not just more data points floating around.
Yeah, what's truly fascinating here is how a concept that seems so fundamental, almost intuitive, like coaching, how that can actually become the strategic differentiator.
Right. It seems basic, but...
But it's key for not just surviving, but actually thriving through the holiday rush and, you know, and into next year. It's not just about getting through December.
It's about sustained performance.
Exactly. It's about making sure your brand's promise, that whole customer experience you've crafted, your unique selling points, is consistently delivered at every single touch point.
No matter how busy it gets.
No matter the volume, no matter how chaotic things might seem on the floor. We're exploring how you embed that excellence, make it a systemic strength, rather than just relying on a few star managers here and there.
I couldn't agree more. And the source material we looked at for today, it makes it crystal clear. Coaching has always been absolutely vital in retail leadership. We all recognize those, you know, exceptional managers.
Well, unless you just get it.
Yeah, who have that innate ability to inspire, to bring out the very best in their teams, encourage growth, and consistently drive results with timely, constructive feedback. It's a core skill.
Absolutely fundamental.
But the modern retail environment, I mean, with these huge footprints, global supply chains, hundreds, maybe thousands of associates spread out, it just completely amplifies the importance.
The scale changes everything.
Totally. It's no longer a conversation about if coaching is important. It's irrevocably shifted to how. How do you deliver it effectively, consistently, meaningfully, at scale? Across the whole enterprise.
That's the million-dollar question.
And the stakes, as the source material really highlights, are incredibly high. Maybe higher than ever, especially right now heading into the holidays.
You can really feel the pressure building.
Think about the potential consequences. Without consistent, structured coaching, what happens? Messages about your brand's core values or complex product knowledge or service standards. Mm-hmm. They inevitably get diluted.
Watered down. Inconsistent.
Exactly. This isn't theoretical. It means performance, then varies wildly from one store to the next.
Or even shift to shift.
Or even associate to associate.
Yeah.
And critically, your people miss those crucial real-time opportunities to truly embody and deliver the brand experience customers expect. And let's face it, demand.
Yeah, customer expectations are sky high.
But that inconsistency, it isn't just a minor operational glitch. It could be a real killer for customer loyalty, for sales. Especially when customers have so many options, just, you know, a click away.
They'll just go elsewhere if the experience isn't right. Every time.
Indeed. And diving deeper into, you know, why coaching matters more than ever, we have to remember, retail isn't just about the transaction. It's not just selling stuff.
It's about connection.
It's fundamentally built on human interaction. Your associates, they are the crucial human element. They're your frontline ambassadors. They're the ones translating your brand's story, its values, its promises into something personal, tangible, memorable for the customer.
They bring the brand to life.
Precisely. And coaching is the daily mechanism that equips them to do that. Confidently, authentically, consistently. Every single interaction. It's like the living, breathing curriculum that makes excellence real day in, day out.
Not just a poster on the wall.
Exactly. And when managers actively coach, the benefits are, well, they're clear, immediate, and they hit on multiple levels. First, they dramatically reinforce the initial training.
Makes it stick.
Totally. Think about it. People go through maybe intensive training, but the real learning, that happens on the sales floor.
In the moment.
Right. Managers, through coaching, make that initial knowledge relevant, actionable in daily, real-world scenarios. They bridge that gap between theory and practice.
So whether it's a new POS system,
or understanding a new product launch, or navigating the loyalty program, coaching brings that training to life. It makes it stick.
Got it. What else?
Second, managers are uniquely positioned to spot gaps. You know, knowledge gaps, skill gaps, and they can address them quickly in real time.
Before it becomes a bigger issue.
Exactly. Imagine an associate struggling with, say, suggestive selling or handling a specific customer objection without immediate targeted coaching. That small struggle could mean a lost sale, a frustrated customer.
Yeah, easily.
Coaching allows for prompt correction, guidance, prevents minor things from escalating. Third, and this is maybe profound, active coaching provides that essential encouragement.
The human side.
Yeah. It builds associate self-assurance, boosts confidence, and ultimately fosters real loyalty to the team, to the brand.
That's huge for retention.
Massive. It's not just about skills. It's morale, belonging, purpose. When associates feel supported, they feel valued. And that translates directly into engagement, into their desire to perform.
And the bottom line.
And finally, yes, most directly for the bottom line, coaching drives those key behaviors, the ones that lead directly to higher conversion rates, stronger, lasting customer relationships.
Like upselling, cross-selling.
Exactly. Empowering your team to confidently upsell, cross-sell, give personalized recommendations, even expertly recover a potentially bad customer experience, turning a browser into an advocate.
Okay.
So what does this all mean for you, especially with the holidays breathing down our necks? Coaching transforms training from something passive, you know, something associates just get in a classroom or online.
Check the box.
Right. Into an active on-the-job application. It makes learning, living, breathing, dynamic, part of the daily operation. Think of it less like a one-off course, more like a continuous performance tune-up.
Always on.
Always on. And this constant integration is absolutely essential for navigating the intense, often unpredictable, high-stakes demands of the holiday season.
Right.
Where every single interaction counts. And there's just no room for error or inconsistency.
Wow, that's such a compelling way to frame it. And you can just imagine the direct, tangible impact on your holiday sales floor.
Absolutely.
Every associate, from the veteran to the brand new seasonal hire, equipped with genuine confidence, speaking with consistent on-brand messaging, embodying the best of your brand.
It lifts the whole experience.
It really does. It doesn't just improve individual interactions. It elevates every customer encounter. It's the difference between customers feeling like they're just, you know, buying something.
Transactional.
And feeling like they're truly experiencing your brand.
Yeah.
Turning browsers into buyers, one-time shoppers into loyal patrons. That's the difference between a good holiday season and a truly exceptional, maybe record-breaking one, where your brand really shines.
That's the goal.
Okay, so we've definitely established just how vital coaching is, especially right now with all the holiday pressure. But here's where, you know, the rubber meets the road, yep, where things get really interesting.
A reality check.
Yeah. While coaching can feel natural, almost instinctive for a dedicated manager with a small team in one store, that traditional hands-on model, it often completely breaks down when you try to scale it.
To hundreds or thousands of locations.
Exactly. This is the scaling challenge. That fundamental disconnect between the ideal personalized, consistent coaching for everyone and the stark reality of managing a huge, spread-out retail footprint.
It's a massive jump.
For a single manager, small team, they see someone, give immediate feedback, track improvement. It can be direct, visible, often informal.
Happens organically sometimes.
But when you move beyond that local, immediate bubble,
yeah.
That model just, it falters. It's like trying to run a national shipping company with just one delivery truck.
Doesn't compute.
Right. The breakdown creates this huge gap between your strategic intent, what you want the brand experience to be, and how it actually gets executed across the whole company.
Mm-hmm. And unpacking that breakdown further,
yeah.
We see these specific points where the traditional model just isn't enough. It creates real vulnerabilities operationally and strategically.
Like what specifically?
Well, consider just the geography and the span of control. Your district leaders, regional leaders, no matter how hard they work, they can only visit a fraction of their stores maybe a few times a year.
Physically impossible to be everywhere.
Right, which means the corporate teams, the ones responsible for brand standards, for strategy, they have severely limited visibility, if any, into what coaching is actually happening or critically what isn't happening out in the field.
They're flying blind, essentially.
Pretty much. Often operating with a significant blind spot, relying on anecdotes, maybe surveys that just capture feelings, or lagging performance data instead of concrete real-time info on development.
Okay, I see.
And this leads directly to a huge, insidious problem. Mm. Inconsistent associate experience.
Ah, yeah.
Associates end up getting vastly different levels of support, guidance, development, depending almost entirely on the individual manager they happen to report to.
Manager lottery, basically.
Kind of.
Yeah.
One store might have a phenomenal coach or real talent developer. The next store over, maybe a manager who means well but struggles with coaching or lacks time or just hasn't been trained well themselves.
Creates uneven standards.
Exactly. Uneven standards of performance across the entire brand, diluting the collective impact, leaving chunks of your team underdeveloped, maybe disengaged.
And that creates risk, you're saying.
And this inconsistency isn't just, you know, frustrating or unfair. It creates tangible, measurable risk for your brand, for your bottom line.
How so?
First, it directly leads to profoundly uneven customer experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine your loyal customer has a fantastic personalized interaction in your flagship store.
Feels great.
Then they visit a different location while traveling a week later and encounter someone who struggles with basic product knowledge, offers generic advice.
That erodes trust fast.
Instantly. That single inconsistent experience, multiply that by thousands daily during peak season, it chips away at the brand trust you've worked so hard to build. Some studies show even one bad experience can slash repurchase intent by 20-30%.
Wow. Especially when switching is so easy.
Exactly. Second, it directly means lost sales. Due to that inconsistent performance, missed opportunities to convert interest.
Makes sense.
Every time an associate misses an upsell, fails to explain a key benefit, gives subpar service, that's revenue left on the table, particularly painful during the holiday rush.
No.
And third, it contributes significantly to disengaged employees, leading to higher turnover, lower morale, reduced productivity, problems that are just magnified during peak season when you're hiring temps and fighting to keep good people.
The turnover costs alone are huge.
Staggering. Onboarding, training, lost knowledge.
Yeah.
It adds up incredibly fast. So this really raises an important question for every executive listening right now.
Which is?
How can you possibly maintain brand integrity, consistent service standards, a high-performing culture, when the key mechanism for developing your people coaching is so fragmented, so opaque, so dependent on individual heroics?
Mm. That's a tough question.
It is. And if you don't address it proactively, systematically, it can undermine even the best strategic plans and leave your brand vulnerable.
That's an absolutely critical point, especially for you, our listeners, the retail executives, hitting into the holidays. During this peak time, your brand promise has to be uniform, unflinching, consistently delivered every single touch point.
Non-negotiable.
Any inconsistency isn't just a minor glitch. It directly translates into lost revenue, customer dissatisfaction, mm-hmm. especially when competition is fiercest and expectations are highest.
Yeah.
Customers have options. They will use them if you don't meet their expectations consistently.
Loyalty is earned, easily lost.
So what does this all mean for your strategy?
Yeah.
The issue isn't that people don't appreciate coaching. Everyone gets it. it's important.
Right.
It's the absence of a scalable, systemic way to actually implement it and sustain it effectively across the whole company. It's a structural challenge, an organizational one, not philosophical, and it needs a strategic solution.
Well put.
Okay, so the challenge is clear.
Yeah.
But the good news, as our source material really points out, is that effective coaching can be scaled.
Absolutely possible.
This isn't some insurmountable problem where you have to choose between individual attention and enterprise-wide consistency. There's actually a clear blueprint.
A roadmap.
Exactly. We're going to look at the three critical elements needed to achieve this consistency, to transform coaching from that localized, manager-dependent thing into a powerful, company-wide strategy that ensures every single associate gets the support they need. Okay. Let's unpack this.
Let's get into it.
Because these are the actionable components, the things you can actually do to transform your coaching strategy, build that culture of continuous improvement that actually scales. And just to be clear, coaching at scale isn't just rolling out a new training program once a year.
No, definitely not.
Or just telling managers to have more conversations. It's about building a systemic, measurable, consistent culture of ongoing personalized development, one that reaches everyone, every store, without watering down the quality.
Turning the art into a repeatable science.
Exactly. Accessible to all managers, not just the naturals.
All right, so the first critical element for making coaching scalable is establishing a clear, universal coaching framework.
Okay, what does that mean exactly?
It means retailers have to explicitly define what good coaching actually looks like, moving beyond vague ideas to concrete, observable actions.
So less be a good coach, more do these things?
Precisely. This isn't about dictating a manager's personality or their unique leadership style. Not at all. It's about creating simple, repeatable steps that every manager, regardless of experience or natural tendency, can follow when giving feedback.
Like a standard operating procedure for guidance.
Exactly. Think of it like that. Providing guardrails, a roadmap for quality interactions.
Okay, makes sense. Do we have an example?
Yeah, the source material gives an excellent, concrete example. A structured yet flexible process with four key steps. First, it emphasizes observing the associate in action.
Watching them work.
Yeah, but not like overt surveillance. It's about brief, focused observations during busy times to see real interactions or maybe deeper ones during lulls. Always with a clear purpose communicated beforehand.
So what does good observation look like on a busy floor?
It's spotting those micro moments, how they greet someone, handle a product question, their body language, tiny things. Second, after observing, the manager needs to recognize what they did well.
Not just good job.
Right. The framework stresses specific, authentic recognition that ties back to brand values or training. Like, a manager might say, hey, I noticed how you greeted that customer within 3 seconds, made them feel welcome, just like our guide says.
Reinforces the right behaviors, ties it to strategy.
Exactly. Third, the framework suggests identifying one specific opportunity for improvement.
Just one. Why only one?
Yeah, the source really emphasizes this. Overwhelming someone with a laundry list, it leads to discouragement, overload, and basically inaction.
Okay. Focus is key.
Totally. Focusing on a single high-impact area, maybe improving discovery questions or mastering a new product feature, makes the feedback actionable. Easy to implement right away. It's about small, consistent wins, building momentum.
Building confidence.
Exactly. And finally, the fourth step, agreeing on clear next steps for development.
How do you ensure accountability without micromanaging?
Good question. It could be a quick role play right there. Or scheduling a brief follow-up observation later. Or maybe assigning a short, targeted micro-learning video on their device about that specific area.
Something concrete.
Key is mutual agreement, clear expectations, immediate applicability. This whole straightforward process. It removes ambiguity, guesswork. It empowers managers with a proven method.
Standardizes the process.
Right. Standardizes the process, not the person. Allowing the human interaction within that process to stay authentic, empathetic, impactful. And that consistency is paramount for building trust, ensuring fairness, and delivering that uniform brand experience everywhere.
Got it. That's pillar one, the framework. Okay, so that clear, repeatable framework is foundational. Makes total sense. But once you have that roadmap, the next challenge is making it practical, right? Immediate, bringing that guidance right to where the action is.
On the sales floor.
Exactly. And this is where the source material really points to the, well, undeniable power of mobile-first tools and platforms. That's the key enabler here.
Absolutely. Mobile-first tools are truly revolutionary in this context. because they let managers actually execute the coaching framework.
Do the steps we just talked about.
Right. Record conversations, assign follow-ups, track progress, all without leaving the associate or, crucially, leaving the customer waiting.
So no running to the back office.
None of that. Imagine a manager, middle of a busy holiday floor, with a mobile tool, a tablet, maybe just their phone with a dedicated app. They observe an interaction, give immediate, discreet feedback.
Like, quietly.
Yeah. Document it, maybe with voice-to-text or quick drop-downs. Set a follow-up reminder. Right then and there.
These aren't just generic apps, though.
No, no. We're talking tools designed for the flow of retail. Maybe voice-to-text for quick notes, drop-downs for tagging coaching topics like upselling or handling objections or new product info.
Oh, cool.
Maybe even a built-in library of short training videos managers can assign directly. You know, a seasonal hire struggling with the POS. Manager pulls up a 30-second tutorial, assigns it right there. No stepping away.
Wow, that's powerful.
This real-time approach makes coaching just part of the flow of work, not some isolated admin task that gets delayed, forgotten, or just skipped because they have to leave the floor.
Integrates it into the daily rhythm.
Exactly. It becomes organic, seamless. Mm. And what's fascinating here, really fascinating,
yeah,
is how technology in this context actually strengthens the human connection.
How so?
Mm.
Seems counterintuitive.
It does, right. But the paradox is compelling. By digitizing the admin parts, logging things, setting reminders, assigning stuff, managers actually free up brain space and precious time.
Less mental clutter.
Right. Which allows them to be more present, more attentive, more authentically engaged in the actual human interaction of coaching, instead of worrying about paperwork or forgetting follow-ups.
So tech enables the human touch.
It facilitates it by removing the logistical hurdles. Now, of course, implementing this isn't just handing out tablets.
Right, there are challenges.
Critical considerations, yeah. Device management, reliable network everywhere, data security for employee info, integration with existing HR or learning systems.
Needs to be seamless.
Ease of use and seamless integration are absolutely paramount. Managers are already stretched thin. It has to help, not hinder.
Okay, so we have the clear framework and mobile tools making coaching immediate, accessible on the floor. That leads us to the third pillar, and you could argue maybe the most powerful enabler in this whole blueprint. Comprehensive visibility.
Yeah, this ties it all together.
It's not just about knowing if coaching is happening anymore, right?
No.
It's about understanding what it's addressing the specific skills, the behaviors, and critically, how it's actually impacting performance across the board.
Moving from assumptions to data.
Exactly. Data-driven insights.
Precisely. The right analytics, the right reporting tools. They give field leaders, corporate teams, the ability to see the complete picture. It transforms opaque operations into, well, transparent insights.
So you can see what's working and what's not.
Exactly. They can identify not just where coaching is strong and robust, maybe even spot your top coaching manager.
Recognize them.
Yeah. But also where it might be missing entirely, or where extra support, maybe extra training for the managers themselves, is needed.
It's not just counting sessions then.
Oh, definitely not. The source highlights specific KPIs. Coaching frequency per manager, sure, but also the topics being coached or ignored, completion rates of follow-ups, and critically correlating coaching activity with business outcomes.
Like sales lift.
Exactly. Seeing an uplift in average transaction value for associates getting consistent coaching on suggestive selling, that level of insight, it moves beyond anecdote, beyond guesswork, to data-driven strategic support, allows for proactive management.
Instead of reactive.
Right. And this comprehensive visibility allows for highly targeted interventions.
Yay.
Instead of broad stroke directives, everyone coach more. That might miss the mark. Leaders can pinpoint specific stores, regions, even groups of managers that need extra resources. Or specialized training in certain coaching areas. Mm-hmm. Or a deeper look at specific performance challenges.
Laser focus.
This precision effectively raises the overall performance level across the whole organization by hitting specific weaknesses directly and reinforcing strengths strategically.
Connect that to the bigger picture for executives.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, this capability is truly transformative for retail execs. It lets them ensure strategic priorities, a new product launch needing knowledge transfer, a customer service push on loyalty, driving higher ATV for the holidays.
All the big goals.
Right. Ensuring those are being consistently executed right there on the front line. It provides critical oversight, especially during rapid change or high volume like the holidays, guarantees your vision translates into daily action, and your brand promise is upheld uniformly.
Okay. So when you put these three pillars together, the clear framework, the mobile tools, the comprehensive visibility, you're not just getting separate pieces.
No, they're interconnected.
You're creating a robust, interconnected system for scaled coaching. Like the three legs of a sturdy stool, each essential, each supporting the others.
That's a great analogy.
This system ensures consistency, drives efficiency, and most importantly, delivers measurable impact across the entire retail enterprise, transforming individual potential into collective high performance.
That's the power of the system.
Now, here's a really crucial point, and one the source material emphasizes with significant clarity. Scaling coaching does not, I'll repeat, does not replace the human element.
So important to state that clearly.
In fact, it does the exact opposite. It elevates it. Managers remain absolutely the critical link, the indispensable linchpin translating high-level strategy and training into those daily on-the-floor behaviors customers see, feel, and respond to.
They're the conduit.
Exactly. So what does this all mean for your store leaders? This new systematic approach, it actually empowers managers rather than just burdening them with more tasks. It makes them far more effective, more impactful leaders.
That's absolutely key. And it's often a core concern, right, when you talk about tech solutions.
People worry about losing the human touch.
Yeah. But by giving managers these clear frameworks, these intuitive mobile tools, this visibility into team progress, you're not just adding tasks. You're fundamentally enhancing their capabilities, transforming their role.
From what to what?
From often reactive problem solvers to proactive developers and motivators. First, think about the time savings. Less admin overhead, no more scribbling notes, no manual spreadsheet updates.
Freeze them up.
Exactly. Freeze them up to spend more time where they need to be on the floor, engaging with, supporting their associates. The system handles logistics. They focus on the human connection.
More quality interaction time.
Right. Second, because they have that clear framework and real-time data from the mobile tools, they can give more targeted, meaningful recognition for good work and truly constructive feedback for improvement.
Based on evidence, not just gut feel.
Exactly. Informed, specific, actionable feedback. Third, they can effectively track progress on specific development goals like improving product knowledge or mastering a new engagement technique. And then, importantly, celebrate wins with their teams.
That's huge for morale.
Vital. That ongoing feedback loop, plus recognizing progress, fosters a positive, motivating, high-performing environment. Celebrating small victories keeps morale high, fuels growth.
And aligning with strategy.
And finally, yeah, they can align their coaching precisely to corporate priorities without losing their authenticity or individual leadership style. The framework gives the what and why, but the manager still brings the how, tailoring it to their team.
So it empowers, doesn't constrain creativity.
Exactly. This shifts managers from being reactive, constantly putting out fires, to being proactive developers, mentors, motivators, which is absolutely crucial for engagement and retention.
Especially during crunch time.
Especially during high stress periods like the holidays, when burnout and turnover are major risks. Empowered, effective managers are your first line of defense against disengagement and that costly staff churn cycle.
So this ultimately means stronger, more capable leadership across your entire network of stores, not just in pockets.
Consistency and leadership capability.
It fosters a workforce that feels genuinely supported, consistently valued, understands their growth path. This directly impacts morale, reduces stress during intense periods, and crucially, boosts productivity during your busiest, most profitable months.
It's a virtuous cycle.
Yeah, a virtuous cycle, starting with empowering your managers to be the best coaches they can be, translating strategy into frontline excellence.
Well said.
Okay, all of this sounds incredibly impactful in theory, but, you know, as executives, you're always asking, what's the bottom line?
Show me the money.
Exactly. What are the tangible results? The measurable returns on this investment? Our source material makes it abundantly clear, quote, retailers who invest strategically in coaching at scale see the benefits quickly.
It's not a long, drawn-out waiting game.
So let's connect this directly to your interest in ROI, strategic outcomes, and ultimately your financial performance.
Right. The payoff from implementing coaching at scale is indeed significant. It's multifaceted, and it directly impacts key business metrics. First, you'll see a noticeable boost in associate engagement and retention.
That's a big one.
Huge. When associates feel more supported, consistently valued, see a clear path for development, they're naturally more engaged, more committed, and significantly less likely to leave.
Which helps with seasonal staffing, too.
Critical for managing seasonal staff efficiently, reducing churn year-round, and cutting down those substantial costs of high turnover recruitment, training, lost productivity. It runs into thousands per associate, easily.
Okay, engagement and retention. What else?
Second, your customers will enjoy a more consistent, uniformly positive experience across all locations, not just your star stores.
The brand consistency piece.
Exactly. That strengthens customer loyalty, encourages repeat business, builds invaluable trust. When a customer knows they'll get the same high level of service and knowledge wherever they go, that's a powerful differentiator.
Huge value. And sales.
Third, and perhaps the most direct impact for the holidays and beyond, sales demonstrably improve.
How directly?
As associates become more confident, more knowledgeable, more effective in their roles, from greeting to suggestive selling, handling objections, their ability to convert browsers into buyers, upsell, cross-sell, it naturally increases.
Makes perfect sense.
This directly translates into higher average transaction values and ultimately significantly higher revenue during your most crucial sales periods.
The ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. And finally, something significant for leadership. Executives gain true peace of mind.
How so?
They gain confidence knowing their coaching culture isn't dependent on a few great managers' individual strengths or heroics.
Not reliant on superstars.
Right. But it's embedded systematically, measurably, across the entire organization. It's a foundational strength, a predictable system of excellence, not a fragile reliance on individual talent.
That reliability must be comforting.
It really is. And this raises that important question again. In today's intensely competitive retail landscape, particularly heading into peak season, can any retailer truly afford uneven execution or inconsistent brand delivery?
Seems that the answer is no.
The source material, our discussion, it all suggests the answer is a resounding no, making scalable coaching a strategic imperative for long-term success. And, you know, the research also touches on that common executive question. What's the typical time to value?
Yeah. When do you see results?
It suggests that while full cultural embedding takes time, obviously, tangible benefits, improved associate confidence, better engagement metrics, initial sales uplifts can often be seen within the first quarter of strategic implementation, offering a potentially rapid return.
Wow, that's faster than many might think.
It can be, if implemented well.
Precisely. So this isn't merely an operational improvement, is it? It's a core driver of performance. It shapes your culture. And ultimately, it's a powerful catalyst for sustained competitive advantage and the financial health of your whole business.
Absolutely.
It's about building a resilient, high-performing organization from the ground up, ensuring every team member is performing at their peak, especially when it matters most.
Couldn't agree more. Hashtag tag heg outro.
So to quickly recap our deep dive today, coaching at scale, fundamentally, it's about democratizing guidance and support for every associate in your organization, no matter where they are, who their manager is.
Making support universal.
It's about leveraging technology, not to replace, but actually to strengthen those vital human connections that let retail truly thrive. Transforming managers into more effective coaches, associates into more confident brand ambassadors.
Empowering everyone.
The path forward seems clear, actionable. Define a simple, repeatable coaching process. Empower your managers with the right mobile-first tools that seamlessly integrate coaching into the daily workflow. And crucially, give your leaders that comprehensive, data-driven visibility into activity and results across the entire enterprise.
Framework, tools, visibility. The three pillars.
Exactly.
And, you know, if we connect this to the bigger picture, maybe consider this. Beyond the immediate lift in holiday sales and efficiency, beyond even the gains in retention and consistent customer experience, how does a consistently coached, empowered, visible workforce fundamentally transform your brand's agility, its resilience?
Thinking longer term.
Yeah. What does this embedded culture of continuous improvement, where everyone is constantly learning, growing, mean for your long-term innovation, your ability to adapt swiftly to future market shifts, your sustained success well beyond just the next quarter or even the next holiday season?
Building an enduring advantage.
It's about building an enduring competitive advantage that is deeply ingrained in your human capital, something much harder for competitors to replicate.
An incredibly powerful thought to carry with you. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
We really encourage you to reflect on how these insights can shape your strategy and empower your teams as this crucial holiday season unfolds, preparing them for their most important and hopefully most rewarding time of year. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.